神祝福大家。
God is good, amen.
神是很好的 ，amen.
I just pray blessings upon your pastor, Pastor Kevin, and blessings upon you.
那牧师们祷告，愿神的祝福啊临在你们的牧师，就是我，还有临到大家。
God has blessed our church very much in the last, especially in the last year.
神在过去这一年对我们的教会有很多的祝福。
As God has poured out His Spirit upon us,
神把将他的圣灵赐下来。
We have seen over 40 people come to Jesus.
我们看见有40个人信主。
And hundreds of people have been healed by the Lord.
有成百个人的话，在他们的那个服事当中得医治。
And God said in 2010,
当神说2010年的时候
，expect much greater.
我们要更大的一个期待。
So I come here today telling you to expect much greater in 2010.
所以今天来到这边跟大家分享一件事情，就是我们在2010年我们要更大的期待。
We have a Friday night meeting that's open to everyone.
但是他们教会的话，他们每个礼拜五都有一个服事的那个聚会，是敞开给所有人的。
People come from miles away.
那弟兄姐妹们会说，所有很多的人是从很远不同的地方都来到他们教会的这样礼拜五的聚会当中。
To meet with God.
能够与神来相遇。
The first two Fridays of this year.
2010年刚开始这两个礼拜五
，We have seen four more people come to Jesus.
已经有四个人就在这个聚会当中信主。
The first Friday was January 1st.
第一个礼拜五，今年第一个礼拜就是一月一号元旦。
On the first of a new year and a new decade.
在这样的一个新的世纪、新的一个年度开始的时候
，A man that was completely blind.
有一个是完全瞎眼的人
began to see，
然后得看见了，归荣耀给神。
Praise the Lord，
感谢主。
Two days ago, Friday night，
在两天之前的礼拜五
，A young man with a crooked foot，
有一个年轻人的话，他的脚是那个八角形的，那外展的那个，八字脚的那个。
God touched him and straightened it up.
神的灵触摸他的时候的话，他的脚就回来了。
He invited Jesus into his heart.
他因着这样的一个神迹的话，他信主。
And his friend.
然后带他来的朋友一起信主。
With God.All things are possible.
在神凡事都能 ，Amen. Yes.
I pray that as God has blessed us, that He will give you 1,000 times more.
那我向神祷告说，神给我们的要加千倍。我没翻译错，你要说啥哈？要加千倍的给我们。
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Isaiah 43.
在以赛亚书第43章
I believe God wants to do a new thing in your life.
神要在我们生命当中要做新事。
Verse 18 says,
18节这边讲到
Forget the former things, do not dwell on the past.
你们不要再纪念从前的事。
See, I am doing a new thing.
看了我要做一件新事。
Now it springs up, do you not perceive it?
如今要发现，你们岂不知道吗？
I am making a way in the desert.
我必在旷野开道路。
And streams in the wasteland.
在沙漠开江河。
How many are ready for new things?
多少个人已经预备好承接这个新事的？大家的手。
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yes.
How many would like to become a treasure hunter?
有多少人想成为寻宝者的?
If I told you that you can find treasure, will you be willing to be a treasure hunter?
如果我告诉你说你们可以得宝藏的话，你们愿不愿意成为一个寻宝者? Yeah.
God wants you to go for the gold.
谁要让我们得金子?
Coming up next month, the world is competing in Canada.
明年的时候的话，怎么样？上个月，下个月怎么样？
For the Olympics.
Yes.
Here in Canada, the Olympic teams from all over the world in the nations.Are going for the gold.
Yeah, 在下个月开始的这个冬奥会的时候，从各国来的这些选手的话，他们只有一个目标，就是要得金牌。
Only one gets the gold.
所有的人就是要得那个金牌。
But with Jesus,
但是对于那个耶稣来说
，we all can have the gold.
每个人的话都可以得着一个。
Number one in becoming a treasure hunter.
第一件事情，我们要成为一个寻宝者。
Is that our number one treasure is the Lord and His presence?
啊，我们需要在神的关与神的关系当中，我们去寻宝。
The Bible says in John 15,
在圣经约翰福音第十五章
Without God, we can do nothing.
离的时候，我们不能够做什么。
Where the Lord is, there's life.
哪里有神，哪里就有生命。
In God's presence is the fullness of joy.
在神的同在当中的话，有满足的喜乐。
At His right hand is pleasures forevermore.
在他的右手有永远的福乐。
Psalm 16 verse 11.
诗篇十六章第十一节。
In 2 Corinthians 3 verse 17.
在哥林多后书第三章十七节这边说。
It says, "Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom."
主就是那灵，主在哪里的话，哪里就有自由。
Exodus 33 verse 14 says.
在出埃及记三十三章十四节说。
When God's presence goes with you, He will give you rest.
耶和华说，我必亲自与你同去，你就得安息。
The Lord is with you.
神是跟我们同在的。
The Lord is a healer.
神是那医治者。
Helper.
是那帮助者。
Friend.
是我们的朋友。
Warrior.
是我们的。
He is the greatest blessing and greatest treasure.
他是一个很大的一个祝福和宝藏来着。
He is the gold.
他就是那个金子。
Matthew 6:33 declares.
这个马太福音第六章。
That he is my everything.
第三十三节里面讲到，他就是我的所有。
That as I seek first his kingdom.
我们如果先求他的国
and his righteousness,
和他的义
all these other things are added to you.
这些东西都要加给你们。
Lord, you are the gold.
主啊，你就是那金子。
You are my treasure.
你就是我的宝藏。
Where you are, I live.
无论你在哪里，无论我的环境，我住在哪里。
How many like winter?
你们几个人喜欢冬天的？
How many prefer spring?
啊，你们很多人喜欢春天了。
When you are with God,
但是当你跟神同在的时候
，Winter is over.
冬天就要过去。阿门。
It becomes winter because the earth moves away from the sun.
啊，为什么呢？为什么冬天会来？是因为好像那个月那个。地球的话离的太阳稍微的远了一点。
But we need to get close to the sun, Jesus.
但是我们需要回到那个公义的太阳，就是我们的耶稣那边。
He is the light.
他就是那光。
Become a treasure hunter. Go for the gold.
那我们成为一个寻宝者，那我们就是去得那个金子。
How many pray?
有多少祷告？
Do you pray for a lot of things?
当你们为很多事情祷告。
One day God told me, stop praying for lots of things.
有一天神告诉我，你不要再为很多的事情祷告。
And he taught me to pray for one thing.
他只让我祷告一件事情。
To know him.
就是更加的知道他。
To be with him.
就是与他同在。
And we have been praying as a church that one prayer.
然后我们整个教会也在做这样一个祷告。
That seeks the Lord.
那我们一同追求神。
Holy Spirit, come.
让圣灵来。
I need you.
我需要你。
You're all I need.
你就是我所有需要的。
And we pray and seek the Lord.
当我们一起祷告寻求神的时候，
What you seek after, you will find.
那你寻找什么的话，你就会寻见什么。
So be careful what you ask for.
所以你要很小心你所求的。
Look for the treasure.
那我们去寻宝。
Throw away the rest.
然后把那些不大重要的东西都放在一边。
Lord, you are my treasure.
主啊，你就是我那唯一的宝藏。
On Friday nights, with many people being healed,
在礼拜的聚会当中，许多人得医治。
Many people being saved.
然后有许多人得救。
It is the Lord's presence that does the work.
这就因为是神的同在所做的事情。
In the presence of the Lord.
在神的同在里面。
People are healed.
很多人要得医治。
Set free.
然后要从一些环境当中要得释放。
Three people last week.
有过去的礼拜有三个人。
Just walking into the church.
那当他走进教会的时候。
Into the presence of the Lord.
进入到神的同在里面。
The pain left them.
他身体上的这些疼痛就离开他们。
That is the power of the Lord's presence with us.
这是神同在能力彰显的一个结果。
You can know God.
我们可以知道神。
In your head.
在我们的脑海里面。
And have a head knowledge.
我们只是有头脑的知识。
And then you can know God.
然后我们也可以知道神。
As He is with us.
是在与我们同在的时候。
As a son would a father.
就像我们孩子跟父母亲一样。
As a bride or a wife to a husband.
就像新郎跟新妇或者夫妻那种关系一样。
As a best friend.
就像与亲密的朋友一样。
We can know God.
我们可以这样的来认识神。
Look at all the people in the Bible.
当我们看圣经上这些的人物的时候。
Like Moses.
就像摩西一样。
And Abraham.
像亚伯拉罕。
And say, I want what they had.
然后我们刚刚看这个人物的时候，我们要向神说：“主啊，我也要他们所得着的。”
They walk with God.
当他们与神同行的时候，
They talk to God.
他们与神这样面对面的说话。
Moses in Exodus 33, verse 15,
在出埃及记33章第15节这边说
，says, if your presence does not go with us, do not lead us there.
当你同在，你没有跟我们同事去的时候，你就不要把我们从这里带上去。
We cannot live outside of His presence.
我们不能够在他同在以外以后，我们还可以存留。
It's like winter 12 months of the year.
这个就像如果你一年十二个月都是冬天的话。
Where the Lord is, there is life.
然后你说神如果没有跟神同在的，大概就是像这样的一个情况，一年都是十二个月的冬天。
Keep the Lord number one as a treasure hunter.
当我们要成为一个寻宝者的时候，我们始终要把神摆在我们的第一位。
Number two.
第二件事情。
We need to become more of a treasure hunter in our relationship with others.
我们也要在与其他人的关系当中，我们要寻宝。
We don't see enough treasure in each other.
我们其实并没有在我们周围的人当中的话发现太多的珍宝。
Some people we meet are very hard to love.
啊，在我们周围的人有一些人是很难去爱的。
True?
是不是？大家都过得很好的样子。
You must be a good treasure hunter.
啊，你们当中的话，你们应该都是很好的寻宝者。
And say, God, I don't see what you see.
主啊，我其实并没有看见你所看见的。
Open my eyes.
主啊，你开我的眼。
Open my heart.
开我的心。
I ask God, give me your heart.
哦，主啊，我们向神来求，主啊，你给我们你的心。
For them.
啊，然后可以给他们。
He gives me his heart.
他给我他的心。
And suddenly I can see.
哦，然后我就可以看见。
And I see the treasure.
然后我看见在其他人生命当中那个宝贝。
That man that was yelling at me.
那个对我那个吼叫的人。
Is hurt.
哦，原来他生命当中是有受伤的。
And he needs to be loved.
然后他需要爱。
And God gives me the keys.
然后神也给我一个钥匙。
To love him.
然后那我可以去爱他。
John 13 and verse 34.
约翰福音第十三章三十四节。
A new commandment I give you.
我赐给你们一条新的命令。
Love one another.
就让你们彼此相爱。
As I have loved you.
就像我爱你一样。
So you must love one another.
所以你们要彼此的相爱。
By this all men will know you are my disciples.
从当你们彼此相爱的时候，人就认出你是我的门徒。
If you love one another.
如果我们彼此相爱的时候。
Matthew 22 declares it the second greatest commandment.
在马太福音第二十二章，在第二大的一个诫命的时候。
What is the first?
第一诫命是什么？
To love the Lord your God.
就是爱主我们的神。
If you truly love God,
当我们真实的可以爱神的时候，
you will love others.
我们就可以彼此相爱。
As Matthew 25 verse 40 says,
所以马太福音第二十五章，
I tell you the truth.
第四十节里面讲到，我告诉你们一件事情。
Whatever you did to one of the least of these brothers of mine,
当你把这些事情做在这些最小的一个弟兄身上的时候，
you did it to me.
你就是做在我的身上。
Father, forgive me.
主啊，你赦免我。
I have not been a good treasure hunter sometimes.
啊，在有些时候我并不是一个很好的寻宝者。
I didn't see the gold in them.
我并没有在其他人的生命当中看见那个宝贝的。我并没有看见这个宝贝。
And God begins to open our eyes.
神就要开启我们的眼睛。
And change our hearts.
就要改变我们的心。
Jesus loved us.
我们的主爱我们。
When we were the hardest to love.
虽然我们有些时候很难爱。
When they took Jesus to the cross.
当他们把耶稣带到十字架上的时候。
In the hardest moment.
在那个最艰难的时候。
Jesus looked to heaven.
耶稣向天仰望。
And he said, Father, forgive them.
他说，父啊，赦免他们。
For they know not what they do.
因为他们所做的，他们不知道。
This church is going to prosper.
这个教会要成长。
Because you are going to grab a hold of God in this place.
我们要把神邀请到我们的当中。
But you cannot have God and not love one another.
但是我们不能够，就是有神在这里，我们却没有办法彼此相爱。
You are going to get the Lord's heart.
我们需要得着神的心。
And you will come together as one.
我们需要在耶稣基督成为一。
Put aside your differences.
把我们所有的这些的分别都放下。
And let the Lord's presence be here.
让神的同在显明在这里。
Remember, God is love.
我们要记得，神就是爱。
Number three, as a treasure hunter.
第三件事情，我们要成为一个寻宝者。
We need to find treasure in all our circumstances.
我们要在我们所有所面对的环境当中，你要找到宝贝。
Some of you, your life is like a roller coaster.
那我们很多人的那个生命就像那个过山车一样，那也有上有下这样子。
You are doing good.
我们做得好。
And then you're doing bad.
那好像又要下坡。
If I were to ask you how you're doing, one day you're up here and one day down here.
有一天我们可能很 high 很高，但有一天我们可能很低。
Why?
为什么会这样？
Because sometimes life is hard.
为什么？因为很简单，因为生活原来有些时候就是非常的不容易。
Is life ever hard for any of you?
大家都遇见生活的难处吗？还是都过得很好？
We live in a troubled world.
我们在一个到处都是问题的一个世界里头。
That is fallen.
好像这个世界都在往下。
With a lot of trouble.
我们很多的问题。
You don't have to look far.
你都不需要看得太远。
But God says, open your eyes.
但是神说，你要打开你的眼睛。
And look for the treasure.
要在你的眼睛当中，你要开始来寻宝。
Look away from the trouble.
把你的眼目从这些的难处当中挪开。
And find the gold.
然后要找到那个宝贝。
A good treasure hunter always knows.
一个很好的寻宝者总是知道一件事情。
He has to dig through a lot of dirt to find treasure.
他需要把所有这些土啊这些脏的东西都挖开，他才能够见到那个宝贝。
And a lot of times there's more dirt than gold.
那很多的时候的话，你挖到的东西总是那个垃圾会多于那个宝贝。
But when you find the treasure,
但是当你找到宝贝
，it's worth it all.
然后这就值了。
A treasure hunter doesn't see any dirt.
然后在那个寻宝者眼目当中的话，他看不见任何这些脏的东西。
Doesn't see any trouble in my life.
我们不要看见有任何的东西在我们的生活当中是那个困难的。
Oh, my life is so good.
在我的生命当中的话是多么的美好。
Don't you see what God is doing in my life?
然后我们的眼目，我们看见了神要在我们生命当中要做的这些事情吗
？Look over here.
看这里。
Look there.
看那里。
Everywhere in my life,
在我的生命的所有领域里面
，I can find good treasure.
我可以找到那个宝贝。
Because God is good.
因为神是好的 ，Amen. Yeah.
Amen.
Yes.
James 1 verse 2 says.
那个雅各书第一章第二节说。
My brethren, count it all joy.
我的弟兄们，若在百般的试炼当中。
When you fall into various trials.
你要仍然有一大喜乐。
Knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience.
让我们那个试探就要把这个忍耐要忍试探就生出这忍耐来。
But let patience have its perfect work.
然后让这忍耐就是生出这个信心过来。
That you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing.
好，让你的信心真的可以完全。
Count it all joy.
然后我们把生命当中这些的这个喜乐这些东西把它找出来。
Second Corinthians chapter 4 verse 16，
在哥林多后书第四章的第十六节
，says therefore we do not lose heart，
所以我们不上当。
Though outwardly wasting away, inwardly we are renewed day by day。
外面虽然毁坏，但我们的内心却一天要新似一天。
Verse 17 goes as far as to say this, and this is the key.
然后十七节，这是很重要的一节。
For our light and momentary troubles,
我们的自暂自轻的苦楚
only for a moment,
为要成就
are achieving for us eternal glory that outweighs them all.
要成就那极重无比永远的那个荣耀
that lasts forever.
那是可以持续到永远的。
Our troubles for a moment.
我们所遇见的只不过暂时的难处。
God is eternal.
神乃是永恒的。
So we fix our eyes not on what is seen.
所以我们不是不见所见的。
But on what is unseen.
乃是不见那所不见的。
For what is seen is only temporary.
因为所见的是暂时的。
But what is unseen is eternal.
所不见的乃是永远的。
That's gold.
这个就是金子。
My treasure
这是我的保障。
I can see more clearly now.
我可以看得更清楚了。现在。
That my life is good.
然后我的生命是好的。
A lot of trouble is thrown my way still.
很多的那个拦阻的，这些的这些困难的话是那个暂时的拦阻。
But I throw it all away.
但是我把那个丢弃了。
Until I find God's goodness.
我找到了神的那个美好。
And I grab a hold of it.
然后我就抓住神的这个美。
And I say, look, Pastor Kevin.
啊，看看 Pastor Mark.
Gold.
啊，那个金子。啊哟，哎呀。哪里哪里。
Praise the Lord.
感谢主。
Persistence is the key.
那我们能够坚忍、坚毅、有毅力的话，这是一个很重要的事情。
With a lot of trouble in the world,
在很多的这个世界的这些的困难面前
，I find too many Christians,
我发现很多的基督徒
that have become junk collectors.
我们的话 ，junk collectors,
or garbage collectors.
对的，就是我们收集了很多的垃圾啊，或者收集了很多那不重要的东西。
Collecting dirt.
我们把那些垃圾啊。
And saying to their friends.
然后把这些收藏起来，我们送。
Look at the dirt in my life.
看呐、就是我生命当中的这些的宝贝。
And here too.
然后在这边也是。
Woe is me.
这个东西真的是。
Collect.
我们就一直抓，
collect.
一直抓。
Bitterness comes.
当个更好的来的时候。
And steals away all the joy.
然后就把那些这些很多的东西积在生命当中的时候，就把你生命当中的喜乐就夺走了。
When the garbage comes,
当这些垃圾来的时候
，and it will come, and it will come.
然后它还会再来。
Throw it away.
啊，但是你要做一个决定，就要把这些东西从你生命当中要挪走。
Keep the good.
啊，保持你生命当中那个好的东西。
Let go of the bad.
然后让神的话就是在你生命当中可以得着你。
Difficult circumstances will either make you bitter or better.
在一个很困难的环境里头的话，只有两个结果，一个是让你成为一个苦读的人，或者会让你成为一个更好的人。
Choose to be a treasure hunter.
让你成为一个寻宝者。
And grab a hold of God's goodness.
让我们紧紧抓住神的美善。
Number four and lastly.
最后第四点。
Pastor Kevin, we've looked everywhere for treasure.
我们在很多地方的话，我们在找宝贝。
Where else should we look for it?
我们在哪里？我们要看。
We've looked into the heavens and found it from God.
我们往上看的时候，我们从神那边我们得着。
And we looked in the earth.
我们从地上看的时候。
And saw God's blessings.
我们可以看见神的这些祝福。
We looked at each other.
我们看彼此。
And I see good in you.
我在你里头看见好的东西。
Where else is the treasure?
然后还有没有其他的地方还有宝贝？
You need to find treasure in you.
我们需要在我们的个人的生命当中，你要找到宝贝。
Many can find it in others.
我们很多人可以在别人身上找到宝贝。
But not find it in themselves.
却不能够在自己身上找到宝贝。
The Lord wants to set you free.
但是神要让你得自由。
He wants you to know who you are in Christ.
神要让我们知道我们是谁，在基督里。
That you are worth every drop of His blood.
然后你的生命的话是配得神为你所洒的每一滴血。
You have trouble finding your own value.
我们可能对自我的价值在寻找过程中，我们可能有一些的问题。
What is 1 ounce of gold worth today?
在这个最宝贝的过程当中，什么是最重要的
？Over $1,000。
什么是最贵的？是超过这个千块钱的。
And the value is going up and up。
然后你那个价值可以一直往上的。
True。
是吧
？What about the value of yourself？
你自己的价值到底在哪里
？For many, it's going down and down。
我们很多人的生命却是你的价值是越走越低。
According to you,
你自己是这么看的。
I ask you a question.
我来问你一个问题。
Do you know the value of Jesus Christ?
你知道主耶稣的那个价值吗？
How much is Jesus worth?
有那个耶稣的话值多少？ Priceless.
It's priceless.
Yeah, 是无价的。
What was the payment for your life?
你那生命的那个赎价是什么？
What was the value paid for you?
你那个生命的话，被赎回来的话，要花多少的那个价值？
Jesus' life.
是耶稣的生命。
You are priceless.
你是无价的。Amen.
A robber only steals what's valuable.
然后那个强盗总是抢走那个有价值的东西。
Don't let him steal anymore.
但是你不要让他再抢走更多的。
He is an accuser.
他是那个控告者。
And a thief.
他是一个欺骗者。
Forgive yourself.
你要宽恕你自己。
As Christ has forgiven you.
就像耶稣基督已经饶恕了你一样。
Put the same value upon yourself.
把这样同等的价值放在你的心里头。
As God the Father put upon you.
就像我们的父神把这样的价值放在我们里头一样。
Who sent his son for you.
是那个父神把他的爱子耶稣基督他赐给我们。
That is your value.
这就是我们的价值。
John 3:16 says.
所以要回第三章十六节。
For God so loved the world.
神爱世人。
That he sent his only son,
他将他的独生子
for you,
赐下来给我们。
You are priceless.
你是那无价的。
And I see treasure in you.
啊，我可以在你的生命当中看见这样一个宝藏。
But I believe that God has so much more for you.
而是他神已经把很多的宝贝放在你的生命当中。
For the treasure of the Lord's presence.
当我们要宝贝神的同在的时候。
Like me, we grab a little bit.
就像我一样，我只是抓到其中的一点点。
Then we wake up.
然后我们就醒了。
And say, God, I need you more.
然后他就向神呼求说：“主啊，我要更多。
”I have to let go of other things.
我必须放下其他的一些的事情。
And pray, Lord, just you. I need you.
我们只是祷告，神啊，我单单要你。
May God's presence be here so strong.
愿神的荣耀在这里是如此的强烈。
That when people walk through the door,
好让每个来到这当中的人
，they are healed and set free.
然后他们可以得医治，可以得释放。
Amen.
Amen. Yes.
And I believe that you will see each other.And you will come together as one.
然后我们可以看彼此，然后我们在一起的时候可以成为一。
As you receive God's heart for one another.
那我们可以从神的眼光当中，我们看彼此。
Do not collect garbage.
那我们不要再捡这些的垃圾。
That is information about other people that is bad.
啊，就是当我们彼此传说有哪些人不好的时候。
So and so did this.
啊，他做了这些事情。
So and so did that.
啊，他做了那些事情。
So.
然后呢
？Forgive them.
啊，就饶恕他们。
It is forgotten.
就已经被饶恕了。
I only see the good in you.
我在你的生命当中只看见那个好的。
To go through this world.
然后我们要经历过这些事情。
You must overcome the world.
我们必须得胜这个世界。
As Jesus says,
就像耶稣说的一样。
By looking only and seeing the Lord in His goodness.
我在我的眼中，我的心目当中，我只是看见神的美善。
In every circumstance,
在所有的环境当中
，No matter how bad,
无论是多坏
，There is treasure for you.
总是有那个宝藏给你。
God works all things together for good.
神把他自己，就是他是那个好的话，他就把自己都给你了。
And lastly, forgive yourself. You cannot help others until you receive for yourself the knowledge of the treasure in you.
你不知道，就是说在你里头有这个宝贝的话。
Rise up and stand with the Lord. As Ephesians chapter 2 verse 6 says,
就是像那个以弗所书第二章,
you are at the same level as Jesus.
你是跟神同在的。
You are seated with Him.
我们是与耶稣同坐在天上的。
Hallelujah.
感谢主, 赞美神。
I believe that God wants to work in hearts here today. He wants to deposit in you the treasure of His presence and His blessing and His love. And you will prosper with abundant life.
我们的生命要变成一个更丰盛的生命。
And you will no longer go on a roller coaster.
我们不再像在过山车一样高高低低的这样子过生活。
But you will go from glory to glory to glory and ever increasing glory.
我们要从一个荣耀变成一个更深的荣耀，更大的荣耀，更深的荣耀，一直到永永远远的荣耀里面。
But we must ask the Lord to change us into that person who seeks after you with all my heart. How many are willing? Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
We're going to take some time to pray for you.
我们要花一点时间为大家来祷告。
I will pray for you corporately.
我现在先为大家整体性的这样一个祷告。
And with Pastor Kevin's permission, invite you up to come after.
然后之后的话，我会邀请大家一同上来。愿意上来的话，可以上来。
Heavenly Father.
主啊，我们在你面前。
I need more of you.
我需要更多的。
I want to know you.
我需要认识你。
Change my heart.
主啊，改变我的心。
Change my life.
改变我的生命。
That I always find you.
让我总是可以找到你。
That you become my greatest prayer.
让你成为我那个最大的那个。
And the greatest desire of my heart.
那个最大的一个渴慕。
To know you.
就是要知道你。
To be with you.
就是要与你在一起。
Open my eyes, I've been blind.
真的开我的眼，主啊，我是个瞎眼的。
To see your goodness all around me.
主啊，开我的眼，让我可以看见你的荣耀。
In my own life.
在我的个人的生命当中。
And in the life of others.
在别人的生命当中。
I knock on heaven's door.
我现在正在敲着天堂。
And I call down heaven to earth.
主啊，我要邀请你的这样子一个国度从天上要降临在这属地的层面。
Heaven is on earth now.
天堂就在这里。
I'm with you.
主啊，我就跟你在一起。
God is healing up hearts right now.
主正在医治我们的心灵。
That have been hurt deeply.
他们当中一些人深深地受伤过。
God is telling you.
神正在告诉我们。
You are my treasure.
你是我的宝藏。
He says, I love you.
神告诉我们他何等的爱我们。
This is a new day for you.
在这个时候，这是新的一天。
You will never be the same.
你再也不会跟过去一样的。
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. 好，我们的话就用这首诗歌预备我们的心，我们来回应，好不好？ 好，我们唱这个，每当我仰望你至圣容面，好吧？我们请诗琴先弹一遍，我们会继续的，就是预备我们的心，我们来唱这首回应的诗歌。
us.
Every heart in this place, but not one person will be seen.
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
让我们就预备我们的心。 我们用这首诗歌先来回应。每当我在仰你至圣的面，每当我在这仰望你。 在你荣耀光中，所有一切都失去光彩。每当我仰望你，每当我在仰你至圣的面，每当我在这仰望你，在你荣耀光中，所有一切都失去光彩。 我们再来，我们再来，没事，慢慢来啊，休息上来一下，好吧？我接报，对，接报，对。我们多一点的预备，好不好？我相信神的灵就在这里，他需要让我们的生命当中出现一些的突破，好吧？我们就是愿在一段时间，我们在神面前安静，好吧？我们重新再来一遍啊。 每当我在仰你至圣的面，每当我在这仰望你，在你荣耀光中，所有一切都失去光彩。何等喜乐！何等喜乐，当我进入你心。 我敬拜你，我敬拜你，我敬拜你。
God is here. And God wants you to know Him. You're not leaving here the same. And God wants to invite you to Himself. And He says, come. You are my treasure. And I want to be with you. And if that's you, come. Come to the front. We will release the Lord to touch you. Just come line up along here. I ask my prayer team to come. And Amy, if I need translations. And Pastor Kevin too.
Somebody here that has hurt their wrist in some way, had damaged their wrist in some way, and God is healing that wrist. Okay. Just. Father, we thank you. We thank you, God, that you care for every part of us. You care about our hurts and our pains. And you care about our sicknesses and the infirmities. And I thank you, God, your word says you sent your word and healed them. And you laid hands upon them and they recovered. So in the name of Jesus, we claim healing in these wrists. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We praise you. We praise you. I also believe there's been some people that they've had difficulty hearing. I just felt there's been a decrease in your hearing in some way. And God is restoring your hearing. So just put your hand over your ear or both ears, whichever it is. And we're going to claim that healing. Thank you, Lord. That you're the one who opened the ears of the deaf. And they could hear. So in the name of Jesus, I declare ears open. Now. In Jesus' name. Something's happened. And just know your hearing is going to change. I was praying for someone for the hearing, and suddenly there was a pop. And what was blocking their hearing got open. And God is opening up ears. And whatever's been damaged in the ear canal, God's restoring. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. This is a strange one. Somebody's been having nosebleeds. Anybody here? Somebody here with nosebleeds? Thank you, Lord. What has been damaged in the nostrils, God's going to restore. Thank you, Lord. So just put your hand over your nose. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this healing. Thank you, Lord, for the restoration. And this bleeding stops in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. You're going to see a difference. That bleeding will stop. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. There's been damage in the membrane and God's restoring. Thank you, Lord. Oh boy. Okay. Somebody's elbow. Even these things God cares about. Somebody's elbow. Who's that? Okay. Put your hand over your elbow. Thank you, Lord, for this word of knowledge that you are touching elbows. And we receive this healing in Jesus' name. You know, sometimes we pray long, but really there are times when we just have to just ask, the word says, and we don't have to pray long. So we're receiving this healing, and you're going to see a difference in your elbow. And whatever that problem has been, God is restoring. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. There's some marriage problems that God wants to restore. Some marriage difficulties. There's even been some separation, and God wants to restore. God cares about relationships. I also believe there's some situations where children have left the home and not under good terms. But God is going to restore them so that there will be forgiveness. And that family unit can be rejoined. So Father, we thank you. We thank you, God. You're the one who restores. You're the one who rebuilds. And we claim these restorations in families. Restoration in marriages. In Jesus' name. This young man that gave his heart to the Lord on Friday night, he was giving his dad a lot of trouble. Everything that his dad would say, he'd say something opposite. And he didn't want anything to do with God. But he found himself having troubles. And his mom and dad were always praying and always giving God thanks ever since they got saved a year ago. And he began to start, well, okay, maybe I can pray. So he just started praying. And things began to change. And then he said to his mom and dad, if God can heal my foot, then I'll believe. Well, God wants us to be believers, doesn't he? And he he's the one that his foot straightened. But he had already determined his heart, I'm going to church. And there's a new relationship building with Father and Son. You know, the Malachi says that in the latter days, he's restoring the heart of the Father back to the children, the heart of the children to the Father. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. There's somebody, there's somebody has difficulty, I don't know what it is in their leg, but they have difficulty walking. Okay. I just feel God is saying, he's going to correct what's wrong. Okay. So, for your ankle, okay. Thank you, Jesus. It's okay. Okay. Father, we thank you. Oh, yes, yes. For this healing. And we thank you that this healing belongs to us because of what Jesus has done. Because the Word of God says that He bore our sicknesses and our diseases. He bore our infirmities. And by His stripes, we are healed. So thank you, Jesus, for this healing in my ankle, in my knees, in my legs. And we give you thanks in Jesus' name. I receive it. I receive this healing. Amen. Just check it out. Check it out. Yeah, yeah. Check. What are you feeling? Are you feeling?
Yeah.
It's hot. That's, yeah, that's a good thing.
Okay.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, okay, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Just keep thanking Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you.
Headache.
Okay.
Cannot sleep during the night.
Okay. You know, I felt God was saying, release some words of knowledge of what I'm doing just to increase faith. Because God wants you to know that He's your healer. And just before this brother came up, I felt God saying, okay, now, all those who need healing, be ready to receive. Whatever you need healing in your body, get ready to receive. Because so Father, I thank you that you are our healer. And we receive this healing today. Because Jesus has paid for it. And is given to us freely. And we receive it now. And we give you thanks. And we give you praise. In the name of Jesus. I come against every sickness. I come against every infirmity. Ho, yes, 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 yeah, sleeping disorders comes back in alignment. Sleeping orders, go in the name of Jesus. Headaches, go in Jesus' name. Oh, oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh. Blood sugar comes back in alignment. Blood sugar comes back in alignment. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh. God is present. God is present. And the Bible says all who came to Jesus were healed. All who came to him. And if you come for healing, he doesn't turn you away. He doesn't turn you away. There's somebody with skin rash that God wants to clear it up. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It's okay. Thank you, Jesus.
Anybody
else? Anybody else here? Yes. 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 Okay, those was, wow. Those are different types of skin rashes. Just join hands together here. Yeah, join hands here. Thank you, Lord. Wow, God just keeps releasing more here. So Lord, we thank you, God, that you cleansed the leper. Lord, in fact, those 10 lepers that came to you, they were all cleansed. And Lord, cleanse these skin disorders. More. It's happening. More. Ho. It talks about, in the Old Testament, about Naaman the leper. And that his skin became like a child's. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Healing in Jesus' name.
In the name of Lord Jesus.
Healing in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes.
Healing in Jesus' name.
Rush gone, yes.
Oh, yes, Lord. 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 Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
You are loved by God.
Oh, glory.
I have some